fans and collectors nationwide and abroad, it's time to get hype.
Come on.
About the hobby we are all a part of. Live from the Mojo Break Studios, it's Dan and Doug.
Come on!
So, get hype. Be hype. This is The Hype.
What is going down, everyone? Hype episode number 94 coming at ya. And this is going to be kind of a how-to episode for you guys. We're going to talk about some of the, you know, not so good stuff that's been going on in this hobby that's been overshadowing all the great stuff. And there's a ton more great stuff than there is bad stuff. But we're going to tell you how to navigate through some of this stuff, what to look for to not get scammed on not only eBay, through group breaks, through, you know, dealings with people. So we're going to kind of navigate through that and talk to some of the guys, you know, because I know there's a lot of new collectors out there that fall for a lot of this stuff because they just don't know. So wanted to put this episode out there, have great discussions about it on how we can, you know, make sure that we all don't fall victim to some of these scams. And, you know, this industry is doing so well. Cards are booming that there's always people that are greedy that are coming in here and they're trying to pull the wool over people's eyes and just be dishonest and basically flat out steal and do felony type things. So, yeah, we got a great show lined up for today, and I think you're turning my volume way up on my headphones. We've got Finest that came out today, 2019 Finest. Let's chase some super fractors today, so you can check that out at mojobreak.com. C-Rad pulled this Michael Jordan laundry tag to five on the weekend, part of the big finals mixer. Man, what was it like pulling a Jordan that's licensed and a laundry tag that looks like it's from 92, 93?
Yeah, it's probably my favorite card that I've ever pulled. Not the most valuable, like I was saying earlier, but definitely one of my favorite pulls. Never pulled a Jordan with in his NBA uniform with the actual auto, so that was cool. It was low numbered. Man, the one's numbered to 23, go for a ton, so whoever won that, congratulations. Beautiful card. Five's a little bit smeared, but I mean,
when we're gonna hit
that Jordan.
The masterpiece. The masterpiece was a little blemished, but at least that's not his ink. You know, yeah. His ink's not blemished.
Yeah.
But that card, I mean, it may be $4,000 or $5,000 because the ones that aren't numbered are selling for like $2,000, which is crazy. So you can see if you're listening to the audio version of the podcast, you can see this card on our Instagram. So we went ahead and posted it up there. It is absolutely gorgeous, and it's the closest thing to a like exquisite pack pulled card that you can get with the Supreme Hard Court, which is a 5x7 floorboard card. But man, it is absolutely gorgeous.
Game used laundry tag too. That's tough.
It is, and tough. It looks like if you look in there, it looks like it's 92-93, which is insane.
Mm-hmm.
So C-Rad pull. It was a 72 box NBA mixer that was just absolute fire. Dan, what's going on, by the way?
Yeah, just trying to do a little cable management today, and I broke everything.
Hey, it's all right. We're here. They can hear us. That's the most important thing. So
just wanted to get some cables out of the way. I wasn't asking for much, man. Just trying to do a little spring cleaning.
Yeah, you can see that we are great with technology over here, but we learn, you know. Maybe somebody we should watch an episode on how to make sure your podcast runs.
I didn't know if a monitor sometimes doesn't want to turn on, and you gotta hook it up to another pre-existing on computer to give it like a jump start. Didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, that's something you learned today too.
Technology, man, technology.
So, and we're also going to be doing the loyal giveaway at the end of the show as well. So right before we get into Finest, we're going to do the loyal giveaway that we talked about last week. So I'm going to jump right into this big segment that we have that's going to be mainly take up the whole show, but it's some stuff that we've noticed and some stuff that's going on. You guys, we've talked about card trimming for weeks now. So we're not going to talk about card trimming, but we're going to talk about all the other stuff that's going on. This industry is booming. I mean, Gary Vee's talking about it. Darren Revelle's been tweeting. I mean, cards are going for insane amount of money, and it's bringing in the underbelly people that are trying to capitalize on folks. So I wanted to start with some eBay etiquette on what to look for. And I try to buy auctions for our buybacks. But what I've noticed is sometimes when you're trying to get into an auction, and you'll see in this next slide with the Saquon Barkley, is you don't have time to do research when there's like a minute or two left. So I think a lot of people fall victim to that. So don't rush. If you're not sure on a card and there's only 30 seconds left, don't drop a bid if you're not sure. Obviously, this Saquon card is is slabbed and it's from Panini and it's legit. I'm not saying the car's not legit, but I'm saying maybe you might overpay for something like this because you're getting in the rush of trying to win an auction. So just if you really want a Saquon Flawless, I'm sure there'll be another one up there. Buy it now. Or, you know, you can probably get this card cheaper, you know, but you're getting in a bidding war and you're getting something maybe you don't want it because you're getting in the rush of the auction. And that's maybe not so much of a how to not get scam tip. It's maybe how to be maybe more intelligent as a collector and not overpay for cards because you're getting in that auction battle. So that was one of the things that I wanted to say. And then, you know, I would kind of stay away from some of the consigners' cards because not only do they have a lot of eyeballs on their cards, there is a possibility of shill bidding. Because the person that owns this Luka Doncic that went for $15,000 or is actually up to $15,000, he may have three or four burner accounts and he's raising your bid and you're falling right into it because these guys, Probstein and PWCC, have huge clientele and email lists that are, have eyeballs on this. So unless you absolutely need the 97 of 99 Luka Doncic, there's 99 of them. There's probably going to be another one that pops up. You're going to overpay with some of these consigners. Dan,
is that a current? Is that $15,000 currently?
Yep, because 9.5 probably.
No, I get it. It's difficult to get that 9.5 grade on a RPA like that, but dude,
yeah, it's a lot of money. But
it's a lot of change right there. 50. So that's probably a $20,000 card.
Could be. I mean, there's almost 2 days left. So, but you know, if you've noticed, the Probstein cards and PWCC cards always seem to go for a lot more than everybody else. So. I mean,
they directly benefit from that. The more the card goes for,
right,
the more commission they make.
And we
they're not going to go out there and say, feel free to bid on this card, even if it's yours. But they're also probably not going to tell you not to do it either.
Right.
And they're going to kind of turn a blind eye to it. I mean, there's a lot of scrutiny going on. They need to figure it out. They need to have a little bit more accountability. I don't know how they go around doing that. If anybody does get caught doing anything shady, I mean, we have it with ours. We do 1/1000th of what Probstein and PWCC do. What if I find anybody who does a consignment with us and I see them bidding on it, and if they win one, it's a one and done. Like, you get caught shill bidding your own auction, you can no longer use the service again.
Right.
Period.
Right, and that's the way that they should conduct their business.
But, I mean, again, I'm doing a small fraction of what they're doing, a lot easier to police because I don't have other people who are packing and shipping the cards as well. I'm seeing who wins the auction, who pays for it, and who put the consignment up. So it's really easy for me to put two and two together.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, I mean, one of the things, I mean, you can read the PWCC stuff that's been coming out. I won't go into detail about that, but there's some stuff on the Blowout Forum about it. Public tweets from Darren Revell about PWCC. So there's been some stuff that's been questionable with them going on. And if you think about it, cards that are sold through a consigner is kind of like just a back alley type of deal in a way, because if a card is trimmed or if a card is questionable – and you don't want accountability to it, you're a scammer and you want to sell, what are you going to do? You're going to send it to a consigner.
It's beneficial two ways. There's no accountability, and you can run your burner account and shill bid the auction up
exactly.
And make more. So you could literally have no accountability and make more money, and at the same time, Probstein and PWCC make more money with a commission. So the only person who gets screwed is the end collector. The person who purchased the card.
That's either getting a trim card or...
could be getting a trim card
or way overpaying.
An altered card or way overpaying for a card.
Right. So my thing is, you know, if you have a card that's like, you know, under 10, like 5 grand, let's just say, just sell it yourself. Like, we all have the technology. I'd be happy to walk through anybody on how to sell cards on eBay. It's easy. If you have a smartphone, you can sell your cards on eBay. And if you don't want to take the risk as an auction and you're patient, you can do it, buy it now, and accept offers. I mean, you know, these guys shouldn't be getting so many cards. They're driving up cards for no reason, and they're allowing fake cards to get in the market or trim cards to get in the market because they are an outlet for scammers.
Now,
guys did $50 million in sales, PWCC. Probstein did $30 million in sales. These are just all from other people's cards.
Yeah, you also got to look at some accountability on the grading companies as well. PWCC and Probstein, they're not in the business of grading cards.
Right.
They have to take it as face value. A card goes in there and it's slabbed by PSA. They have to take it for what it is.
Right.
They're not going to, I mean, they're not going to be like, hey, I don't, maybe this isn't what it is. But they, that's not their job.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, I think the grading companies are kind of getting off a little easy on this whole deal.
But if somebody couldn't use Probstein or PWCC and they knowingly trimmed a card, got it graded and came back, then they may be less likely to sell it under their own account.
Oh, they would be. They would be. They would probably either figure out a fake account or a cousin's account or somebody like that. Shady people will always find a way.
Right. And that's
they will always absolutely find a way.
Yeah, they will. But there's enough time out there. There's enough cards that you can do your own research and don't fall victim to some of these scams that are going on.
But these third-party consigners are giving them a way too easy outlet to do it.
Absolutely. So I always say,
softball.
If you find a card that you absolutely need and Probstein or PWCC is auctioning it off, don't get into a bidding war. Just drop whatever you want to pay. Either do it at the end like a snipe, you know, where you drop it at the end, or drop it at the beginning and let it ride. If you don't get it, you don't get it. But, like, you're going to get outbid because there's so much action on their cards. And, you know, we have to question how many of their stuff is fake that's going through their accounts, stuff like that. So another easy thing to remember, too, is if you're dealing with anybody, and this wouldn't be off eBay, is don't ever send or sell anything and somebody wants PayPal gift. You're not covered. They can basically take your money and not send you the card. So that's an easy thing to remember, but I'm rehashing it for people. There could be new people listening. So just never send PayPal friends and family. Never.
Also, I mean, while we're looking at eBay, be aware of any auction title at the end. It says RP. That's a pretty dope little scam that's going on. You'll see it with a lot of Mike Trout autos, actually. And it'll have RP at the end. It means reprint. I've seen cards. We have purchased cards that have gone for way more than they should have, being a reprint.
Right.
And people try to pawn them off as an original, a legit card. But it's not. It's a reprint.
And Brent actually has got what he brought up in the chat, and I'll say it on the show, is that he said he's never sold before, and he doesn't know what the process is. Consignment would be for the best way for me to sell. Plus, I've heard stories of people who buy, then if they don't think the card would grade perfect, they do returns and stuff like that. For someone who doesn't do as much about selling or shipping, it's not something I really want to learn. And I get that. It is pretty easy, though. What you can do is you can look at successful auctions. That's the beauty of eBay, is you can look at completed listings. So you can see one that sold, and you could basically copy that listing. So that you got your listing in order. You really don't have to put much in the description. And what me and Dan do as a practice, we don't mention anything about condition on eBay. We don't say you never want to put a raw card on there and say, this is gem. You never want to do that. You just, as is, and basically, if anybody asks you a question on what you think the grade would be,
you don't answer.
You don't. Well, you could not answer, or
you just don't answer.
You just don't answer.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I know that's a terrible way of going about it, but if you do answer it, people are going to take whatever you say, and they're going to switch it into what they want to hear.
Right.
So you can be like, oh, it's in good condition. Do you know what's going to grade? I don't know. It may grade pretty well. I don't know. You don't know. You could say you don't know, and they hear, well, if it's not a 9.5 or a 10, then that's obviously not good enough, and I'm just going to send it back to you. So honestly, when people send me, you know, there's two questions on eBay that I refuse to answer. One is, what will you end the listing for right now? They don't get a response, especially if it's a 99-cent auction. And it's starting, and it usually people hit me up like right when I post it. So, not going to deal with that. I'm also not going to deal with what condition is the card in.
Right. And you honestly, if you sell, I just ran across this with my mom. My mom has probably sold 20 items in her life on eBay and over the course of 10 years, and she was selling Disney figurines, and 19 of them went out, no problem. You know, she shipped them in their original box, so they were protected in shipping. Last one, the person claims it was cracked. My mom doesn't believe her. I was trying to tell her that unfortunately, is the cost of doing business on eBay. So you are going to have, you know, 5%, 2%, 1% of people that are going to either send it back or they're going to have problems with the order. But that's the same thing of running kind of any business.
But if you run, and I see this a lot, like if you run a lot of auctions and say you do offer the 30-day money back guarantee, which I think eBay tries to push you towards, which does not work in sports cards category.
No, not at all.
Because everything fluctuates. You are going to get people who are going to have buyer's remorse and be like, I want to send this card back. This guy just got hurt. Card's devaluing. I'm going to send it back. You could look at that as a cost of doing business as well. As long as you get the card back in good shape, I mean, it just, it's just one of those things in the category that we're selling we may have to deal with.
Yeah, and then I've even seen some sellers do tamper-proof seals on the card themselves. So if that seal is broken, I don't know what eBay will do in that sense, but you know, if they take a picture and it's not in the seal anymore, then that means that person could have altered that card themselves and trying to get a refund too. So there's other ways you could do it. I mean, if you don't feel comfortable with selling, yeah, I mean, consigners will do, you know, are a good service for you. But I'm saying when buying consigners, you're going to overpay for some cards and there could be a chance at some fakes.
Just something to
keep your eye on.
To hear the PWCC grossed $50 million in eBay sales is insane.
It is insane.
That's insane. I mean, just think about that for a second. They're not holding any inventory. They don't have to deal with distributors. They don't have to do anything. Everybody's just floating their cards to them, and all they do is just list them. $50 million.
Right. $50 million is insane. So, and then I wanted to talk about in-person autos too. Don't ever buy in-person autos. There's really no use for them. Obviously, somebody could be in their basement. And then what we're showing on the screen is a Christian Yelich Bowman draft. This is from one seller. So this guy just has a bunch of Christian Yelich's hand-signed cards that he did.
Maybe it's his buddy.
For one, Christian Yelich autos doesn't look that way. So unless he was holding on to those Christian Yelich's for the last 7 years, then that's not his auto anymore. His auto has changed. So don't ever buy in-person autos because there's the dude in his basement just practicing Christian Yelich's autos for a week, and then he gets a hold of some cheap cards, some paper Bowman draft. He signs them on there, and he tries to sell it to you for $70. But the flip side of it is people are falling for it because Christian Yelich's Bowman auto sells for $700. So if you're trying to get a gift from a person and somebody says, hey, I want a Bowman draft Christian Yelich auto, somebody may not know what they're buying, and they're going to just buy this because it's a lot cheaper. Well, it's the same thing to a person who's new to the hobby or somebody who's not in the hobby. So just don't ever buy any in-person auto. I don't care. I mean, they're not made to – they look ugly anyway. I don't know why people buy these, but if you go on there, you can see that these autos sell consistently, and people consistently buy these. Some of them even have COAs, and if it's not PSA, if it's not Steiner, and if it's not Beckett, and a few other trusted sources – then it's a fake COA as well. So if you're buying stuff that is out of Topps packs, that is, you know, that is a recent product, you know it's authentic because it came out of a Topps pack. But in-person autos are so easy to fool people and scam them on. I got a funny slide. I think the slide is the next slide is showing what the Christian Yelich's sell for. And then there's this guy that has 50,000 feedback. And check this out. I found this on Twitter. This is hilarious. So this is a Kirby Puckett signed auto, and the certificate says Kirk Puckett with COA. Sold. This guy has 50,000 feedback. So you can't tell me that he's been scamming people for years. Kirk Puckett. I mean, now that does look like Kirby's auto, but maybe, Kirk Puckett?
But maybe it was signed by Kirk Puckett. So maybe it's not a scam. Maybe it's just a Kirk Puckett auto on a Kirby Puckett card.
Like his brother or his nephew.
You don't know, but it could be Kirk Puckett.
Kirk Puckett.
You don't know. I mean,
and then you go on this guy's eBay account, he's got this card. He's got a Peyton Manning. So $3 ending. It's somebody put a bid on that. Somebody thinks they're getting a Peyton Manning auto. It's not a Peyton Manning auto. And his feedback is 50,000. So how many people have gotten just fake autos from this
50,000
because
feedback.
That is his name on that COA. Kirk that is his name on that COA.
His name is Kirk Puckett.
No, I mean, if you go, you probably can't see it from here, but his name is on that COA, which is absolutely insane. If you listen to the podcast, you got to go on the YouTube version of this show and see this Kirby Puckett in-person auto that has a certificate that says it
it's
is signed
by
Kirk
him.
Puckett.
Yeah, it's a little homemade action.
And then look at the guy's signature the president of the company.
Damn, son.
So stay away from in-person autos. So don't ever buy them. And tell anybody that's getting you a gift, probably not to buy sports cards for you, because they're probably not going to buy the right thing and they're going to fall victim to this. I guarantee you Christmas time, these in-person auto people are going crazy.
You'll also get somebody saying on a title, Christian Yelich, hand-signed auto IP.
Right.
Well, who knows what IP means? Does people even know that means in person? Who knows?
No, I know exactly. They shorten it so much that you don't even know what it means. Yeah. And then I discovered this, and I wanted to let this out of the bag here too, is if you're buying a card and you're watching a card and it just kind of seems, you know, like not right, look at the completed listings. So this is a Kobe Bryant from 2000. It's 2000 Upper Deck Ovation. And if you listen to the podcast, go on eBay, go on completed listings. It'll blow your mind. So there's a Kobe Ovation. This card is almost 20 years old, and there's been 30 or 40 of them that have sold in the last month. So you're telling me that all of a sudden, everybody that collected and pack pulled Kobe Ovation from 2000 is just all of a sudden unloading all their cards at once. No, this is a fake card.
Either that or there's 50,000 in the marketplace.
This is a fake card that somebody practiced Kobe's old auto on, and you could actually go through and there's actually variations of it. So there's probably two or three guys that are involved in this big ass scam, and they're just selling these cards for $80 to $100 a pop, and people are just buying them because it says Kobe Ovation Auto. So that's one of them. There's another. I think I got the Harper in the next slide. 2009 Bryce Harper, not quite as old, but it's an Upper Deck, and there has been a ton of those that have sold. So and through consigners, see right there. Probstein sold a Bryce Harper. That's a fake card. So Probstein is allowing whoever's creating these Bryce Harper cards to unload some more. So not only are they unloading them on their eBay account, they're unloading them on through consigners as well. And these are $150 cards that probably costed them $10. But the good thing is,
maybe
the good thing is about this is so you got to. That's what I'm saying. Do research. Don't impulse buy on cards. There's no need to right now click buy it now on 2009 Upper Deck Bryce Harper. Like all of a sudden they're going to be gone. Like you can't get one 6 months from now that's graded, that's authentic. No, if it's too low, it's too good to be true. And if there's too many on the market, it's fake. Unless you're dealing with like, you know, Finest or something like that. But what I wanted to add to it is that thieves are greedy. So if they made one card at a time, we would never catch it. Problem is, it's not worth their time to do one at a time. It's worth their time to print hundreds of these and fake them all and put them in the market all at once so that we can see this. These cards are absolutely fake. So be aware of these Kobe Bryants. There's a few more that I'm working on that I found on eBay that are absolutely fake, and people are just, I mean, these, look at all these bids on these. There's like 13, 26 bids for a card.
I mean,
that's,
it also
got
to tell you, like, why is there a Kobe Bryant on card auto that's selling for $84?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why? I'm pretty sure that if you were to have a signing sesh with Kobe Bryant, you wouldn't be getting autographs for $85.
No, no. And that card graded goes for $500 or $600. So there's a lot of Kobe fans are kind of hip to this, that they know that this – they're not bidding on this because they know it's fake, because they people that collect Ovation probably know. But I stumbled upon this, and this is another avenue.
And I was digging through some of these eBay accounts as well, and – it looks like it's a ring of about 3 to 5 people who are really flooding the market with about, I mean, it's funny. You find these sellers, and then you start seeing a lot of the same cards that these other 3 to 5 sellers have. So what are the chances? Right. What are the chances of these guys all having the same exact cards that are all, you know, 15, 20 years old?
And guys have multiples. So that's a good tool to keep yourself from getting scammed, is not only look at completed listings across the board, like I did. There's different, these are all different sellers here. So, and if you don't know how to do completed listings, I'll show you. You pop in during one of our breaks, I'll show you how to do completed listings. But you can also do completed listings under the seller. So you can look and see that, you know, obviously besides, you don't want to look at Probstein's completed listings because that'll take you all day. But if you look at, like, the guy that sold it above and you've seen that he sold 10 Bryce Harpers, how did he have 10 Bryce Harpers all of a sudden, same time, right? How did he have all these in-person autos? They're all real. They're all so you can kind of find out what kind of collector, what kind of seller a person is by looking at their completed listings.
Yeah, I mean, I could tell you that set, that Harper card, they probably didn't have, and they're not numbered, but based on other USA products, that is probably about $499. There's probably about 500 in the marketplace
probably
when it came out. What are the chances? You can go through any other USA baseball year. It'd be Upper Deck, Topps, Panini. You probably wouldn't be able to find three of the same cards from the same guy that ended all at the same time.
Right, exactly.
So you basically look at it and you go, there has to be something shady going on here.
There has to be. There's because somebody that printed up hundreds of these cards.
We just got done opening up Stars and Stripes, which is a very similar product that the Upper Deck product. And the on-card autos were numbered to $4.99. I would say that there was probably $4.99, maybe $5.99 in the market.
And, well, you could look at the two pictures in the middle, and I didn't even plan this out. Look how different those autos
are. The autos are different.
So there's multiple people that are doing this.
And it seems that they pick high-profile players, and they pick players that have changed their autograph.
Yep.
Bryce Harper has had probably 2 to 3 different variations of his autograph since he's been signing.
Yep.
So they always pick players that have Kobe again.
Changes his auto.
He's had a couple different autos. So that makes it even harder to pinpoint and call it a fraud.
Right.
Like the people who are doing this, they know the market, they know the industry, and they know these players. They also know what cards they're doing. They're doing cards that are older that people wouldn't necessarily check. And
yep.
And they're always obviously cards that don't have print run stated and stuff like that. So
yeah, Jason, going after serial number cards is a safer bet because you know it is definitely harder to reprint those. I mean, a lot of people are going backwards. I mean, modern cards, we should be pretty safe. It's really hard to reproduce a Bowman Chrome card with the way that the technology is. These cards, you know, a lot earlier seem to be easier to print. So, but like I said, just do your research. Don't just click on something and buy it right away without doing any research, not only with the seller. I mean, even look at his negatives. If he has a couple negatives that say fake card, don't buy from him.
I mean, I want to know what the legal ramifications can be with something like this. There's trademark infringement using the USA logo and the Upper Deck logo. There's forgery by, you know, signing somebody else's autograph. I mean, people may be able to go to they may go to prison for this,
right,
if they get caught.
Yeah, exactly. It's like same thing that happened with the guys that obviously it was a bigger ring, but the guys that were doing the Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa stuff that were just driving the Lamborghinis because they were just faking autos constantly. So if you're selling on eBay for the first time, how do I let people know that I'm real? You have to build up your rep, so you have to get feedback in. I mean, once you get 10 to 20, you know, feedback, you're good. I mean, you're selling real cards. I mean, you're good. You know, if you're selling fake cards, then you're not good. But you know, you're selling legitimate cards.
You can build your feedback.
You gotta build it up.
You can build your feedback up without selling. You can build it up by buying.
Yeah, you can buy, get your feedback up.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be based on selling, but I honestly 10 to 20 feedback is, to me, it's a red flag. I see anybody bidding on any of my stuff that I have up and they have 10 to 20 feedback, this is either getting shilled, it's a burner account, or they have the same card that I have listed, so they're trying to bid it up, and once they get it to a price they want, they're gonna put it a little bit lower as a buy it now. I usually look at that and go, you need a couple hundred feedback
I mean you could even buy, I mean, it would cost you a little bit, but you could even buy a card, get the feedback, then sell the card back. You know what I'm saying? To get feedback that way. So you're limiting your investment to get your feedback.
If I was just starting on eBay, I would buy on eBay for about, you know, 3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
Pretty heavy. Build my feedback up that way, because honestly, when you see a card that's listed and you see somebody who's selling it with like 4 feedback, are you going to be confident and you're going to be getting this card? Are they going to know how to print labels? I mean,
right.
I mean, eBay does make it really, really easy for you. It's easy to print labels as long as you have a printer hooked up to your computer.
Right.
You don't even need to have a label printer. You can print it out on, you know, regular printer paper. Just cut it out.
See, Rad, where I had a question in the chat if you have your pants on. People want to know.
Oh.
I saw.
I think he does have pants on. I seen him walk in with pants. Unless he took them off while he was in the studio.
What's this? A little Wander Franco hot pack?
So, yeah, this is another thing to stay away from. Don't ever buy hot packs on eBay, especially the ones that are guaranteeing a certain player. There's no X-ray technology that will tell you that there's a Wander Franco in packs. So what this person has done, it's amazing to me that there's $171 on one with 27 bids and $137 on the other one, and these are retail packs. So what this person has done is they've gotten a Wander Franco auto on their own, and they've put it back in the pack and sealed it back up. Simple, plain, end of story. That's what's happened. There's no super fractor possibly in there. They don't have X-ray technology. There's not a way for them to feel the pack and find out if there was a super fractor. If there was, they would sell the super fractor. So they have a base auto, or they're actually probably shill bidding these themselves to make sure that they got a Wander Franco auto for whatever. And they're making sure they're at least making their money back. And it says Wander Franco Chrome Auto Refractor. So you could just get a Wander Franco refractor.
You could get a Wander Franco base. It says base.
Yeah. It says Wander Franco Auto Refractor Base Hot Pack.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're getting a base card, bro.
Yeah. So don't ever buy a hot pack. I don't care. Just don't do it. It's never going to work out. Real One Autograph. Look at this one. 2019 Topps Heritage Retail. Real One Autographed Value Hot Pack. So it sold for $40. I guarantee that there's a $5 autograph in there. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. I don't even have to open it. I don't even have to see it open. There's no way that there's going to be an auto.
So you're saying these people are resealing the pack.
How do you know there's an auto in there? There's absolutely no way.
You know, got a feeling. You know, the old I got a feeling.
Well, if there's no auto on there, it's coming back. But what they're doing is they're buying $5 autos.
Going back?
No, I just wanted to mention with how to protect yourself from breaks. We're breakers. I would stay away from people that only break on eBay. There is a few exceptions to that rule. There's been guys that have been on eBay forever. But if they don't have a website, they don't have skin in the game enough to not scam you. If they don't have a location, that's another thing. Card shop. There's a lot of the most successful breakers now have card shops. So we all have skin in the game. We are in this for the long run. A guy like DNT, the Brandon Cooks to 99, he did this within a couple weeks and he stole a card because he doesn't have enough skin in the game. He was broadcasting on his webcam and from his basement of his mom's house, and he saw an opportunity to make an extra $200.
And nothing prevents these guys from like shill bidding their own auctions.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, you got the Angels in a definitive break, and you want it to go for $500 so you make your money? All right, your burner accounts are just going to run that auction up. I mean, I'm not saying that's happening all the time, but I'm sure it's pretty consistent. You know, C-Rad broke on eBay. How much money you lost money all the time, right? I mean, there was just some days you made money and some days you lost money.
Yep.
You know, so the guys didn't want to lose. Some guys got tired of losing money, so they just shilled their auctions.
We know how it goes on eBay. After fees and shipping and all that stuff, there is, depending on the market and how the market's flowing, but you could do, you can do 10 breaks on eBay, and 8 of those you can lose money.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could keep on doing that for a while, but there's only going to be a point where you're going to be like, what's the point?
Right.
I make money on 2 breaks out of the 10 I do. I'm losing money doing this, and I'm spending a ton of time. That's why I think some of these eBay breakers, they may tell their buddies who are in break saying, hey, like, bid this up. If you win it, then I'll, shoot you a refund for
exactly.
Some of the difference. Like, there's some shady stuff going on.
Yep.
Absolutely. And I mean, we started on eBay. Like, we started on eBay and we were losing money.
Yeah.
We started on eBay with our intention was always to get off of eBay, but we started with eBay to build a clientele base.
Yep.
And that's basically, we wanted to build an email list from eBay, take that off of eBay, and then run our own site.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So skin in the game. I mean, I think the moral of this story is
skin in the game.
Just to recap, skin in the game is actually a pretty good word.
The more you say that, I'm not liking that phrase either.
The moral of the story is, I think if everybody has more patience and does more research on what they're buying, we can avoid this underbelly of the sports card industry, which is very small. Believe me, it's just negative news precedes positive news. Even in our hobby, it's what runs the world. You know, a guy jumps off 101, that makes the news, but a guy that saves a dog's life doesn't make the news. It's not exciting. So this negative information is all getting processed right now through the Twitter and everything like that. This hobby is good. There's a lot of good people. We all love what we do. And what's great about this hobby is, you know, you don't usually have a lot of people that are casually in it. We're all like lifers in this thing. So it's just have some patience. Don't just, if it's too good to be true, you got to question it. The research is there. Everything's on the internet now, which is a great thing. I mean, the guys in the 80s that were, you know, dealing with fake cards, they had no idea. We have all this information on the internet. You can go on the Sports Card Scammers Exposed and look up people individually if you're dealing with somebody and you're not sure. You can see if they already have a case against them or they've already scammed. You can look at feedback. I think just be patient. Just don't have to buy the first Luka Doncic you see. You can wait and find the exact one you want at the right price that you want. The guy wants to sell it at that price. You want to buy it at that price. He's a trustworthy seller. He's got a lot of feedback. It's not a fake card. You know, so that's the moral of everything. I know we spouted off a lot of information here, but just, you know, I love this hobby. We all in this room love this hobby, and we want you guys that watch this show to be more informed of what's going down in this industry that's not so good, and it's very little part of this industry. But just be sure and watch yourself and be patient. You don't have to lead out there and buy something right away. So I had a few other segments, but we're running out of time. So I want to get right into the loyal giveaway. We got more Finest today. That was our first case. It was insane. Yeah, Acuna, Red Bryant.
That's three reds right there.
Three reds, one case.
Three reds.
Steiner bought Fanatics, which is another topic. Fanatics bought Steiner. Not that way. Whoa!
That's news.
My prediction is Fanatics is going to make cards at some point. Maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but at some point, Fanatics will start making trading cards.
They are growing at an insane rate.
But the interesting thing is that they didn't get any of the athletes exclusives from that. They got the name and the inventory. So, C-Rad will conduct the giveaway. So this is a giveaway for people that have all bought in the last 4 months. There's one name each, pretty much. There's 60 different things we're giving away. I mean, it's almost like, $3,000 or $4,000 worth of stuff. And then this doesn't include the top 30 customers giveaway. That's going to be just, you're going to get it in the mail. So the top 30 customer, I can't, you know, really divulge the top 30 people, but this is everybody on this one. There's 60 prizes. The bottom 30 are all teams in a case of status, and that's going to be a case break. We're going to do that tomorrow around 2:45-ish. We're only going to ship the autos and the numbered cards out of that one for free. But the top prize, Noir Box, and I'll let C-Rad just do the random. So 60 people are going to win. We wish we could do more. There's Transcendent patches or Transcendent cards. There's a Leather and Lumber box. There's a Luca Silver 9.5. There's promo packs. There's Donruss baseball boxes. There's Prism baseball boxes. So just because we appreciate you guys not only tuning into the show, but breaking with us for these last, 3 or 4 months, and just a way of us saying thanks for hanging out with us and being customers. So here we go. Good luck, everybody. We're going to go three times on the randomizers, top 60 names.
How many names you got there? How many are going to be
here? I think
there's
2,000. So 2,000. You guys can figure out your odds there. So 2015.
Yep. Ooh, I'm going to break the randomizer, dude.
Second time.
And third time.
Good luck, guys.
Top 60. Got Caesar 90. Dang, I'll tell you. Witness John.
I will add it to the missing. Ah, you're in there, Kramer. Or you have just shark eyes. Hawkeyes. Well, not shark eyes. Shark eyes would be bad because they're blind. But you have Hawkeyes if you happen to see your name there.
Shark eyes.
wrong animal there. So see, we'll just scroll down. You guys can see it on the screen. If you're listening to the audio podcast, pop into the video podcast version and watch it and see if you want anything. And we'll mail these out to you guys within the next few weeks. We'll mail them out. So congrats to the winners. We appreciate you guys. Like I said, I wish we could give something to everybody, but this was our way of giving everybody a shot at some free stuff and some good stuff, really. We're not just giving out, base cards or anything. We're giving out some good stuff for you guys. So there it is, guys. So, and then this group is going to be all case break for status. So. Wow, there you go, Wildcat. Wildcat in there. Congrats. Winner, winner. All right, so, and we'll go ahead and mail all that stuff out for you guys. We appreciate it, and thank you guys for being so cool and grabbing some stuff on the site. We appreciate your business. So that does it for today's show. We're going to get back into Finest. We got Finest Random Team Style number one that's going to pop off in about 5 or 10 minutes here. So thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and we'll see you guys next week on the episode number 95. Peace out. And that's it.